This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Today is Flag Day, and it's worth taking a moment to document its history. This holiday commemorates the date when the United States approved the design for its first national flag. When the American Revolution began, the colonists weren't really fighting united under a single flag. Most regiments fought under their own flags. So the Second Continental Congress met in Philadelphia to create a unified fighting force known as the Continental Army that would fight under the first U.S. flag, which was known as the Continental Colors. The flag they created didn't last very long. It was composed of 13 red and white alternating stripes and a Union Jack in the corner. It was too similar to that of the British flag. George Washington realized that flying a flag that looked like the British flag was not a good idea. 2 years later, the Continental Congress passed a resolution stating that the flag of the United States should be 13 stripes, alternate red and white, and that the union of 13 stars, white in a blue field, represented a new constellation. There are many claims to the first official observance of Flag Day. One took place in Connecticut, another in New York, and another in Philadelphia. The latter claim is often given the most attention because the citizens there worked to get Pennsylvania to be the first state to establish a June 14th Flag Day as the legal holiday. Although Flag Day has a national observance, Pennsylvania is the only state that recognizes it as a legal holiday. Both Presidents Woodrow Wilson and Calvin Coolidge issued proclamations asking for June 4th to be observed as the National Flag Day, but it wasn't until August 1949 that Congress approved the national observance. I'm so glad that today we can honor the U.S. flag and American history. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Go deeper on topics like you just heard by visiting pointofview.net. That's pointofview.net.